in the mountain.
Good morning, it is 716. Feel free to reach out, 737-KKIT. Michael Dean at KKITthemountain.com, or get a hold of me on Facebook. Well, here is more proof that a mother will do anything for her kids. And that's why 22-year-old Mindy Tran of Lawrence, Massachusetts, is our hero of the day. Now, earlier this month, Mindy backed her Honda Accord into her garage, parked, and got out to deal with her twin 2-year-old daughters in the back seat. But somehow, the car came out of gear and started rolling down their driveway. And there was barely time to react because Mindy's driveway is steep. It led right into a busy street full of traffic. So, she jumped in front of the car, laid down on the ground, and let the car run her over. She says, quote, "I used my body as a speed bump for the car to stop." And it worked. The car stopped right on top of her. A neighbor ran over, got the girls out of the car, and called 911, and the fire department lifted the car off of Mindy with an airbag. She was then airlifted to a hospital with a shattered left knee, a dislocated right hip, and a dislocated shoulder. She's still in the hospital and will probably be there a few more weeks. She told reporters, quote, "I don't consider myself a hero. I am just a mother." Wow. Absolutely amazing. Here she is talking about it.
I was like, what is going on? I see my daughter sitting there in the back seat, and of course, my first instinct is, yo, I gotta push this car back into the driveway. I hadn't used myself as a speed bump to slow the car down enough for one of my neighbors to get in and to completely stop the car. My daughters were my everything. They're my everything. And I don't want to see my daughters in the hospital, and I knew at that time it was either mine or theirs. It was all for my kids. I'm just glad my kids are fine.
22-year-old Mindy Tran, our hero of the day. 854 95.9 The Mountain, and this Saturday is Sipapoo's 10th annual pond skimming contest. So grab your skis or your board and attempt to skim the waters of the pond. We'll have tons of prizes, and it'll be this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Sipapoo. Registration is absolutely free. For more information, sipapoonm.com. Sipapoo, family friendly, family fun. And always first with the best new music, brand new OAR. Peace on the Mountain.
I don't want to fight no more.
I'm First Alert meteorologist Eric Rain with your KOAT Action 7 News forecast from your Northern New Mexico newsroom.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Marissa. Currently, 21 degrees from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. It's now time for our U-Rock segment, where we bring in the youth of the community who are doing wonderful, positive things, and the adults who are helping them. This morning, we've got some crew in here from the Taos High School, and they're with the Envirothon. And David Gilroy, he is the Science High School's teacher there. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what this Envirothon is?
I'm going to let the students explain Envirothon in more depth to give you the quick run through. It's a natural resource competition. And our team here at Taos High just took first in the regional competition last week. And we're headed off in 3 weeks to the state competition, Gloria, New Mexico. And we're pretty excited about that.
Envirothon is a team competition where we compete in five subjects of forestry, soils, wildlife, and aquatics, and a special topic. And this year's special topic is sustainable agriculture. And I'll let someone from my team explain more of that.
All right, so do you guys kind of each focus on one particular kind of thing?
We can, or we can all get a general idea of what each subject matter has, and then help each other out throughout the competition.
Now, when you say helping your community, in what regards are you helping your community?
Envirothon is mostly helping the environment and, like, not cleaning it, but, like, helping it, how to sustain it, how to make it, help, how to, like, make more organic foods out of it and, like, make it sustainable, exactly.
All right, excellent. So now, what was it that you guys did to take first place? Is this your specialty, or is somebody else going to handle that question better?
I can do it.
There you go.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, he's got it. Go ahead.
We mostly worked as a team, but we each we had a knowledge about these special topics, which were aquatics, soils, forestry, wildlife, all those, and we just, they just gave us a written test, and we had to solve it, and we just did it as a team.
When is the state competition again?
April 11th through 13th.
All right, excellent. Now, is this something that, that we can go and support as well?
Well, I can't even support them other than before and after the competition. This is unique in competitive activities. Unlike a coach where you can be cheering them on, pulling them in, pulling them out, giving them pep talks. Once the tests begin on the four different core subjects, they are completely on their own.
Oh.
And they cycle with about 15 other high schools from all over the state through these series of exhibits, aquatics, forestry, soil science. And when they come to these stations, it really, it's a cool activity, a cool tournament, because it builds their team dynamic, builds their teamwork.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in. You rock, and that's why we do this segment. And you guys will keep me posted and let me know how you guys do.
What do you guys think? Come on back, or at least give them a heads up of the tournament?
Yeah, let me know how it all went down, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, sweet. Thanks, you guys.
Towson.com.
Thank you, Towson. 753 on 95.9 The Mountain. And a little reminder that the Taos Motor Vehicle Division will be closed from 8 to 9 this morning. They have a little staff meeting going on. They'll reopen at 9 o'clock. Just sharing with you this morning. And always first with the best new music. Turn you on to the latest from Bean. Cops and Robbers. Under the Taos exclusive on 95.9 The Mountain.
Only locally on Supermarket.
Thank you, Sid, and thank you, Sid's Food Market. 827 on 95.9 The Mountain. And who doesn't want to be happy? Is there ever enough happiness? Well, it turns out that happiness is a state of mind that we can develop, and there are simple actions that we can take to be happier. Very good news indeed. Well, the United Nations is initiating the first ever Day of Happiness tomorrow. And members of a global happiness movement called Live Happy will bring the celebration of happiness to Taos Plaza from 1 to 5 p.m. So, come and be happy at the Taos Plaza. Bring your family. You can post what makes you happy on their happiness wall. You can bring your kids what makes me happy paintings. They're going to decorate the plaza and the gazebo with all kinds of happiness. Happy face masks. Happy whatever. You can even do your own original happy dance. It'll be at the Taos Plaza tomorrow. We're going to make it the happiest little plaza on earth. Now, if you want more information, you can call Janie, 770-6275, or just show up tomorrow between 1 and 5 out on the plaza and be happy. 922 on 95.9 The Mountain. And the lyrics of pop songs may not seem all that important or interesting, but they can be used to point out cultural trends. Check this out. Researchers at North Carolina University just released a study where they looked at the most common lyrical themes in songs that topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart over the years. Now, they found that the most consistently popular theme is relationship breakups, which isn't all that surprising. But what is interesting is that certain themes had spikes in popularity in certain decades. For example, in the 60s, there were more songs about nostalgia, pain, and rebellion. In the 70s, it was nostalgia, rebellion, and being jaded. In the 80s, there were a lot of lyrics about loss, aspiration, and confusion. In the 90s, it was about loss, inspiration, and escapism. And in the 2000s, the hits skewed towards inspiration, pain, and desperation. So coming up in just a couple of minutes, some inspiration, pain, and desperation. 95.9 The Mountain!